T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me.
Imagine being able to sing like this. Like, imagine just, like, having this as your, like, God-given pipes, like, your voice. Like, can you imagine?
She can wail.
Wail.
Wow. I mean, this is power. I get chills.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, it's like every other note gives you chills.
It's amazing. Shout out to Aretha. Happy birthday. Heavenly birthday, as they say.
I like that.
I like seeing Joe Wechter get into it back there. It's good. Yeah, what a voice. And you can win tickets to come to a Phillies game with us based on Aretha. Who or what doesn't get enough respect? A lot of great stuff today. Joe Wechter crushing it on the music. Well done, Joe Wechter. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Mentioned before the break, we have not mentioned Shohei Ohtani's name yet, and that is a bad job by me. I will take the L on that one. But, John, I you might not know this. I don't know if everybody knows this, but we're going to get some sort of answers today, we think, even if they are deflections or whatever. But Shohei Ohtani will address the media today. He will speak publicly for the first time since the allegations, the investigation beginning. Obviously, there wasn't too much change over the weekend outside of, they report that the they spoke to the translator or the interpreter, and he basically, took all the heat on him. You know, it seemed from what leaked, but, not much past that other than the investigation. They're looking into it. What's going to happen with the most important player in the sport? He's going to speak today, John. So that is
is fascinating. So momentous, so weighty. Shohei doesn't talk often with reporters, and then of course there is the language gap on top of it. He has not spoken publicly since his interpreter was fired. So this is now,
it's a big deal,
really huge.
You know what's going to be interesting to see, because I think it's going to happen, because one of the things that came out was the interpreter wasn't always kind of giving exactly what Shohei was saying. Was some kind, I know there's going to be independent interpreters who are going to be paying attention to what the questions are coming from.
That's a really good point. Yep.
You know, the questions that are
asked. They can't mess around.
There's no messing around now.
Look, if nothing else, there will be people who speak Japanese listening who will be like, no, he didn't say that. No, in
pretty
hindsight.
Sure there's plenty in the California market.
I think there's a few in the world will be paying attention to this. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. That isn't, it's something you always wonder, right? You see an interpreter wherever, you're like, is it the exact same? You know, what is it, you know? But, like, you assume, you hope that it's
above board. I assume there will be independent ones.
Yeah, I think that this one will be. I agree. Yeah. Will be as scrutinized as
correct.
This will ever be. So, it's going to be fascinating. I think the entire sports world just interested to see what he has to say. So, later today, obviously, I'm sure we'll react to that tomorrow. But if you want to talk, Ohtani, your theories, your thoughts on it. I've seen so many theories and thoughts going
none
out.
None of them good.
No. So few. Yeah. No real way to spin it good. No. But if you want to chime in on that, 215-592-9494. Time zero is coming up in about 40 minutes. Let's take some calls until then. Let's go to Manny and talk to our guy John. What up, buddy?
What up, dude? Yeah. First and foremost, the Ohtani thing, like, I think obviously something's fishy there, but you know what? There's just so many people that are probably insulating him from actually the wrongdoing that I would be stunned if he actually goes down for this. But I also was positive that Aaron Hernandez was going to walk, and he's, you know, we all know what happened there. So like, you never know what some of these things can pop out, or we don't know how damning the evidence is. But
well, that's what it comes down to, John. It's I agree with you. My gut feeling is always in these situations, and with Ohtani is like, oh, he won't, like, they'll figure out a way for him to slide by without getting in trouble for this. But like, if he committed like real deal crimes, you know, with illegal wire transfers and stuff, like, I don't know. You know, it's what kind of evidence can they find, and what kind of evidence are they able to suppress, you know, really?
There's one thing I haven't really heard anybody say, because everyone keeps being like, oh, it's either this or this. Like, he could be getting sabotaged here. I mean, like, a lot of people, like, I know a lot of people didn't like that deferred contract thing. Maybe people don't want that to keep happening. Maybe people just don't want him to be the greatest player of all time. I don't know. Like, there was a lot of people that wanted him maybe to sign with their team, and he didn't. So it's very convenient that the story even comes out the first day of the season when some of these things go back to 2021. So the whole thing stinks. But here's the thing. Here's the real reason I'm calling, ready? The New York Yankees just set their fifth starter with that new kid from the minors, that Louis Gill, whatever his name is. So they're out on Montgomery most likely. Taijuan Walker, he had a bad attitude anyway, but now he's out on the IL. Make the deal. Sign Jordan Montgomery today. Make it go to a six-man rotation when Walker's back. Win the division and win the World Series. Love the host job. Keep being up, man. Love you.
All right, you're the best, Johnny. Look at that. Yeah, mic drop. And I think, philosophically speaking, you know, he's right. This team is squarely in a win the World Series mantra, you know, moment, whatever you want to say. Like, you know, I understand the playing it smart and this and that, but when you're talking about not having to give up prospects, not having to damage the future of your organization outside of, you know, going above a certain number of a tax structure in a year, like, you know, I can't really make a logical argument to not sign the guy. Outside of money. That's it. It's the only argument. And now, you could have said before, Taijuan, we paid him. Like, let's see what happens, whatever. Like, with Taijuan going down, like, it is hard to come up with a logical, you know, you could say wait till the deadline, but you're giving pieces away then. You have to trade something for that. Like, it just is one of those, you said before, the fate's lining. It just feels like it makes so much sense for them to just sign this freaking guy and go.
It's his throwing arm. I understand it's... what, $72 million
with Taijuan you're talking
you've
about. Yeah.
Gifted him with. Yeah, and it doesn't feel like he's ever going to make that worth it. But, man, we need – this team is so good. This team is so solid in so many spots. Like, you can't let this slip up. Like, this was a mistake. This is a Dombrowski mistake. The Taijuan Walker, it doesn't feel the way these other signings do. Like, I feel good moving forward. I feel good. It feels like Dombrowski always has a plan B, plan C, plan D, backups, supporting backups. Well, right now, you've got this unique situation with Jordan just sitting there. Like, this is not normal that he's available right now. And it's cosmic that the fates have allowed that we could go get this guy so late in this process. It's just, it makes too much sense not to. It must happen.
Let's go to King of Prussia and talk to Sean. What up, pal?
Yo, what's up, James? How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, James, I was thinking about changing my name to Wilson, so when you got to me from King of Prussia...
Wilson!
Yeah. King of Prussia! Inside joke.
That's a fish joke that no one else is going to get, but I appreciate it, John. Well done. Nice. Well done.
But also, with Jordan Montgomery, John, he's just sitting there, and we were going to spend how much? We offered Yamamoto, like, $300-plus, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, have we given that money to anybody else yet since?
No.
So it's no. But
I mean,
we would have noted that.
Yeah. It was there. They value him differently, clearly. But yeah, you've got the money to spend, and we've got an owner who is committed to
winning
championships, plural. He wants championships, plural, and he spends that way.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a good thing.
And, hey, James, I wanted to ask you, I don't really remember, when Ohtani was coming over from Japan, who were the favorites? Was it like the Yankees and the Red Sox? Were the Angels on the radar?
No, that's a great question. I don't remember the actual odds, but the Angels were a surprise, like, as far as it goes. I love where you're going. No, you're saying from the jump, dude, was killing. on Instagram.
I mean, I think that's more likely than someone like sabotaging him.
It's
an
interesting thought. Yeah,
and you know, people say this bookie. No bookie's going to give somebody.
Well, that's the thing. Yes, you're not giving any random. Yeah, not any random person's getting $4.5 million in credit. That Ohtani.
Well, he's not a random person.
No, I agree. I'm saying that either Ohtani or the connection to Ohtani is the only reason you're getting that sort of line of credit.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
Like,
with
you know, I'm going to get my money regardless.
But it's, I mean, like, it is possible that knowing the interpreter was so close to Ohtani without Ohtani being involved is why he got the line of credit. But
yeah, maybe it came to the point where the guy's like, you know, I want my money, and the guy's he can't pay it off, so it comes time to get Shohei involved and to keep it under wraps.
Yeah,
it's $4.5 million.
It's a wild story, man. It's such a wild story.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but, Sean. All right, you got a who or what has doesn't get enough respect?
I do, and you know it's kind of heavy. It breaks my heart, but I think veterans don't get enough respect.
They literally
put their lives on the line. So me and you can have this conversation right here. And you know, I get off the phone, I'm going to hit the next corner, and there's going to be somebody in their camos asking for money because they don't have a house. You know,
Sean, that's a great answer. That's a definite potential winning answer there. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling on the phones. Let's go to stay in King of Prussia and talk to our buddy Mike. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, my friends.
What's up, Mike?
I got a good answer. That guy gave a great answer, but I have a good answer for the question of the day. But I'm going to join you on Wednesday. I've cleared my schedule. My wife died of breast cancer back in 2001, and I raised over $5,000 through golf outings, but I'm going to join you Wednesday unless my girlfriend's got me pinned down.
Well, that's great, Mike. Oh, we appreciate that. And Wednesday is, of course, on for those who don't know, we will be at Villanova for the free throw frenzy, yes. The exciting action. So many, you know, Mike Quick will be there, and Scott Fransky, and N'Kobe Dean, and Lionel Simmons, and Harold Jensen, and Mike Vreeswijk, and all kinds of awesome stuff. Free throws, half court shot, the whole thing. And to the point Mike made, donations, it is all to help support Coaches Versus Cancer, of course, the great charity in Philadelphia here that
That's awesome.
Such a, so to Mike's point there, so if you do get a chance to either just donate or to come out and hang out, it's all for a great cause. All right, Mike, what do you got? Hey,
this Ohtani thing, when this all comes out, when the truth comes out, they're all involved, okay? This interpreter's has become the fall guy. There's no way one man loses $4.5 million. You know what I'm saying? And so when it all comes out, you got the accountant, you got his attorney, you got his interpreter, you got himself. Unless he's the Charles Barkley or Michael Jordan of gambling, there's just no way. You know what I mean?
I think it is highly unlikely that Shohei had no idea of it all, that he was like robbed from or whatever. I think that is highly unlikely. Now, could it be as simple as he was just helping his buddy out? Yeah, I think that's.
I believe that 100%.
I think it's certainly possible. Yeah. But to your point, Mike, I find it hard to believe that Shohei had no idea about any of this and just found out about it when this all happened. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mike.
Well, these Eagles changes, I hope they improve the defense. I think they have four quarterbacks in camp. I think that's a good idea. My dealings with Mr. Lurie, when I had a suite, he was all class. He sent his driver down to meet me and make sure I was happy with my suite. But a great show this morning.
Thanks, Mike. You want to give us an answer for who or what doesn't get enough respect?
I mean, that guy's last answer was very good, but I'm going to say half the country doesn't respect him. Donald Trump.
Well, sure. 215-592-9494. I think that's more of a volatile answer than veterans. I think we're all more on the same page on that one. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
Ava dropping in with that. That was
strong
work.
Our dad
that's old school right
super
there.
Super tight with them.
Yeah,
for many
years. Shaz Big Daddy also feels like we're, you know, back a couple years ago in the mornings. It sounded more familiar. I love it. Shout out to Ava. We love Ava. All right, John, where did people come down today? Our question, obviously one of the main questions of the day. In light of Taiwan Walker's injury, do the Phillies need the operative word, to sign Jordan Montgomery ASBNO? How do you think the results came out in the vote today?
79% say yes.
Are you kidding?
We need to sign.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He did it again?
It's 79%.
No way.
Wow, yes.
John.
It is.
Wow.
Dude, are you serious? 79? Lucky. Like, what are you talking about?
That's insane.
How do you just pull 79 out of your ass?
Not like 78 or 80.
It's 79. Boom. That's the right number.
Well, that's like.
What are you talking? Don't diminish this. Oh, you know what? No, that's insane.
That is really lucky.
I would have guessed like 87 or 90. Like, who's saying no to Jordan Montgomery? 79.
Start yelling Vinny Vidi Vici. Or something like that.
Way more impressive than knowing some sports trivia. Anyone could do that. You're like freaking Nostradamus over here.
Truly just a guess.
That's good. It's 79%.
An educated guess.
Yeah, well, clearly. Well done there. All right.
Thanks.
Really good job.
I feel good about it.
You should. Yeah, that was impressive. All right. Speaking of Jordan Montgomery, we played this earlier in the show, but I think it's interesting to react to. Dave Dombrowski spoke to us 6 days ago. So prior to the Taijuan Walker injury, we were in Clearwater last Tuesday meeting with Dave, and obviously the injury had not happened yet. So, you know, his answer is not relating to the Taijuan Walker injury, but had an interesting answer talking about how they feel about the rotation in light of Jordan Montgomery being out there. Here's what Dave said to us 6 days ago.
I've heard you talk about saving the powder a little bit, but we got the news. Blake Snell has signed. Jordan Montgomery is still out there. The rotation looks set, but what would it take for you to consider pulling the trigger on a Jordan Montgomery?
Well, I think we're really comfortable where we are right now. It's just a situation. I mean, as great an ownership group we have led by John Middleton, and he will give you about anything that you ask.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to realize there's some fiscal responsibility when you're in my spot. So you want to try to put them in not too difficult a position. And when you look at where we are and what we've tried to do, the reality is our, that's why when I say our starting pitch, and if it stays healthy, it's really good. And we like Spencer Turnbull. He's been out there now. He's healthy. He's coming back. He was a good big league pitcher, so he gives us some depth there. We signed some other depth guys that if we need somebody to come up and pitch a game out of there, out of the bullpen, that will be good. And we do have a young developing starter like a Mick Abel, who's, I don't think, very far away, actually. He's really coming on.
So, interesting stuff. The Mick Abel thing, interesting. I'm happy you mentioned him, but I don't think we're counting on Mick right this second. Turnbull, he acknowledges. That's why he's here, right? Makes sense. We brought him in. We like him.
Turnbull is designed to be the long reliever.
Or the sixth guy if you need a spot start. If, you know, you've got a double, there's a rain out and you got a doubleheader. Oh, who's going to start the other game to keep guys on? Oh, Turnbull, bring him up. Like, you need those guys. Like, those guys are versatile. Totally. They give you, that's how Christopher Sanchez became Christopher Sanchez, by being that guy and then pitching well and getting more opportunities and eventually becoming part of the rotation. So it is an important role, but, you know, he says if it stays healthy in there, it hasn't. And, you know, it's one thing to have a guy for spot starts or as your sixth starter. It's another thing when he is starting the season in the rotation. And Jordan Montgomery is just sitting there, and all it takes is money. It does feel like a spot for the Phillies to just, whatever we were thinking, kind of throw that out the window. Like, go get Jordan Montgomery and let's roll. Like, that's what it feels like is the right move for this team.
It's doable.
It's, and right, all there. It costs is money. 215-592-9494.
And it's not our money.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I, you know, we did. To the point in that cut, you heard it too. Like, no matter what happens, John Middleton, thank you. You're awesome. Like, you have spent so much money and you've been very, you know, and to the point John was making before, John Ritchie, not Middleton, about, you know, he is competitive and he does want to win. He talks about wanting to win. He puts his money where his mouth is. All the respect in the world. But I do think this is a unique spot where, you know, I think it makes sense to spend just a little bit more money on this season and go get Montgomery. Let's go back to the phones, talk to our buddy Pete in L.A. How you been, Pete?
What's going on, guys? Rhea, how you doing?
Morning.
I'm going to try to keep it together this morning, Rhea, because generally I don't. But I talked to Wector. You guys are awesome. Thanks for making me happy. So let's get to brass tactics.
Love it.
Definitely Jordan Montgomery, but I took away from Dombrowski that it's not going to happen. Did you guys get that from the when he said the financial?
I did until, but again, the Taijuan Walker injury, he said if healthy, that does change the landscape of things.
Okay.
But I do agree with you. I think hearing that, and, you know, with them having Turnbull here, I think they would prefer not to have to sign Jordan Montgomery, but, you know, we'll see how bad the Walker injury is.
I was at the Sixers game last afternoon yesterday, and I bet against them. They're minus 10, and they blew out the Clippers.
Like, oh, it was unbelievable. It was great. Yeah, what a Jekyll and Hyde team the Sixers team is, too.
It was just fun.
Shot the lights out.
I was in the sea with Kenyon Martin. KJ Martin, I guess Kenyon Martin's his dad, so we're in the CA suite, and my girlfriend's like, just keep it together. All I did, I shook his hand. How you doing? Pete Dempsey. Bye.
Nice. But, how about that? Okay. So we talked before about Jason Kelce, another Cincinnati great, Kenyon Martin. There you go.
Fantastic. Yeah. I told him I was a Temple guy, obviously. Yeah. Real quick question. How come you don't play more fish on the thing? Are you going to the Sphere next month?
Yes, I am. No, I'm going to go in August, but I'm not going to the Sphere, no. But I play them every once in a while. I drop them in, you know, for the real ones, but people don't normally notice. These guys don't notice. But no. I play Tweezer every once in a while. But other than that, I can't push it too hard, buddy. You know, I'm trying my best.
You're easing into your thing.
Yeah.
Pete, I don't know a single fish on.
So you've heard one. I play it up. I'll tell Wector what to do. We'll play a fish on coming back that I play every once in a while.
Character Zero.
Oh, there you go. Pete, good answer. It's not going to be Character Zero. That is a fish on, but we're going to play a different one. All right. We got one more segment to go. If you want to get in now and still have a chance to win the tickets to come to the Phillies game with us next Wednesday, we're all going to go to a game together, the whole show, with a bunch of listeners. This is your chance. Give us who or what does not get enough respect. One more segment to go, plus time zero is 9:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Morning show. Coming right back. So this is Fish. I have played this many a time coming back. I'm sure you might recognize it.
Yeah, kind of.
I play it a lot on Fridays heading into Beat the Hammer because it's Won't You Step Into the Freezer is the lyrics. I'm always talking about the soundproof freezer. It's my own little nod to the soundproof freezer. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to Fish.
I actually kind of like this.
It's shocking. It's actually pretty good. Thank you. Look at that.
I've never been exposed to Fish.
But there you go.
So there you go.
Check them out. They're great. There's a reason people love them. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And follow them around and all that. All right. Final segment for us on the morning show. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. We want to get some calls, as many calls as we can before we get out of here as well. One quick shout out and then back to the phones. Shout out to Matt Strom. Matt Strom, for those who missed it over the weekend, signs a 1-year extension to his deal. So he would have been signed a 2-year deal prior to last year. 2 years, $15 million, $7.5 million each year. So this would have been going into his last year before free agency. And he's like, nope, I don't want that. Another year just added on for the exact same price. Like, no, just give me another year at $7.5 million. His thought process behind it. If you didn't like Matt Strom already, you know, I think you'll be in on the guy. Here's what Strom said.
Congratulations, man. This is a big day for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Just talk about your, how this came together and how excited you are about it. Yeah, I mean, I want to be here and, it's,
makes it a lot easier throughout the year when you know where you're going to be next year. So it was nice to get it done before the season started. And like I said, my family and I love it here in Philly and don't want to go anywhere else.
What makes it the right spot for you and your family? Why do you like it?
I just think Philly fits my personality. The city of brotherly love. I mean, I know when I'm doing bad, so I expect you to tell me when I'm doing bad. Also, it's just, I mean, this clubhouse is something I've never experienced. And it's something special, so to even risk losing it just seems kind of idiotic to me. And, I mean, it's the place I want to win, so it makes it fun. And like I said, I just fit in Philly.
What an answer, dude.
That's
like,
unbelievable.
Right? I already liked the guy, but like
that's a Hall of Fame answer.
That's a Hall of Fame answer.
This
You're absolutely.
This clubhouse is something I've never experienced before. We knew that Matt Strom was like tough-minded. We knew he always wanted the ball. He was going to go out there and just pitch no matter what, come hell or high
water.
Came
in as a reliever and ended up being like a starter for the first month of the season for them out of nowhere. Like, it was like, sure, I'll do that, guys. No problem.
This guy did anything that was asked, and he did it above and beyond. He did it better than we ever
He's
expected.
Been great. Yeah.
Awesome.
I love
awesome
the criticism about the criticism. I know when I'm doing bad.
Well, that was my favorite line too. It's like, he's like, yeah, and it's true. Like, he's like, I know when I'm doing bad. You should tell me. Like, yeah, that makes sense. What a logical thing to say. And then he's been really good. Like, it's also the thing where if he just was as good as he was last year, this year he would have made more than $7.5 million on the open market and a multiple year deal. So just good stuff from Stromy there. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to some calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Marlton and talk to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hello, team. How are you this morning?
Doing well, Rick.
Good, good. Listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about Jordan Montgomery. I know that he's over that 30 age, and his win-loss record is not great, although he pitched well enough to win a World Series last year.
Yeah, and it was an important part of that team.
What's that?
And was an important part of that Rangers team.
Yeah, he was. He was. But it looks like from his history, he's a bit of a hired gun.
I just wouldn't worry too much. Well, he's not that much of a hired gun. He was in St. Louis. I wouldn't, and then to Texas. But I wouldn't worry, and at the Yankees prior to that. So I guess it's been like three in succession quickly. But was mostly a Yankee and then went to St. Louis and then got traded to Texas for the stretch run. But he is someone who, to your point, I wouldn't overrate win-loss for a pitcher. There are so many factors that go into whether you get a win or a loss. Obviously, how your team plays around you. They don't pitch deep into games anymore. How many innings? There's so many factors that, like, looking at a win-loss record isn't the best way to judge how good a pitcher is anymore. But look, I don't think Montgomery is perfect or anything like that. I don't think he's an ace or anything. I just think he's a significant upgrade over Taijuan Walker or injured Taijuan Walker.
Oh, without a doubt. And well, let me ask you something. Would you plug him into the three or the four?
So I think that that only matters in October. I mean, until then, it doesn't really matter that much. It's you know, just to start the season, and then they're going to pitch when they pitch and when they're on and all that. And it'll get messed up by rainouts and by injuries and all that. So I don't think of it, you know, strongly like that. But I think he'd be the three. Like, he would be a step above Ranger based on what he's done. But look, I trust Ranger a lot, so it wouldn't be a slight on Ranger.
Right. All right. Well,
who or what doesn't get enough respect?
Radio producers.
Oh, Rick, you are playing at my.
We're talking
about a great
call. You got two of them here today.
Look
actually, three. I was one back in the day.
Well, the funniest part is that I'm like smiling and I'm like, great stuff. Joe Wechter's sitting there like, horrible answer. Why would you give
me? Yeah, really? What's going on with that?
Yeah,
I'm not respected enough.
No, it was a good answer. You know, I will. He is.
I don't know,
correct.
Joe. Do you want an answer to that? No, yeah. Kidding.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Maybe
he is right. We do not get enough respect ever. He is damn right about that. But you know, a little pandery of an answer.
No, we're okay with that.
Yeah, we're all right with it. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. First of all, I wanted to say a comment and a question. You know, before I hit the main topic. Want to comment, you guys have done a tremendous job, you know, overlapping from the original morning show and clear Rhea too. So give you guys
Thanks,
a lot
Joe.
Of credit for that.
Thanks. Thank really you. Appreciate. Huge, huge shoes to fill, literally and figuratively, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
13 and a half.
And question is, I can't attend next Wednesday. I have a daughter with special needs. So I mentioned to my son-in-law and our grandson, they go to take my place. Any issue with that?
No, of course not. Joe, whatever you want, they're your tickets. Whatever you want to do with them, and I'm sorry I won't be able to make it. I understand that could be you know, there's a lot of work involved and all that. But whatever you want to, they are your tickets. You want them fair and square, whatever you want to do with them, Joe.
Thank you. I want to go so bad, but I got just too many things on my lap.
I understand it, man. We'll definitely find a chance to get you to one down the road.
Thank you.
Sure.
The Phillies topic, I believe in small ball and pitching and stealing bases win games, especially in the playoffs. Now, this year, again, probably the same scenario where it's home runs or strikeouts. Would you agree with that?
I think baseball has shifted a lot more to the home run, strikeout, right, and just home runs winning games in general. Mm-hmm. But I do think that when October happens and it does get colder, it naturally matters more. I mean, pitching and defense, all that stuff, it increases in importance when the playoffs start. That's a historic thing, and it might be changing slightly, but it'll never change completely.
Okay, good point.
You got a answer just for fun, then?
I think the one gentleman mentioned about the veterans, I did say the men and women on the armed services, past and present. Is it the same answer or no?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same answer. I mean, same idea.
Can I have a second one, then?
Sure.
Can I have a second one?
Sure.
How about the men and women in blue, our police?
Sure. That's a good answer, Joe. And obviously, Joe can't come, but it's a very good answer. All right, time's yours coming up in a couple minutes. First, let's go to Upper Darby and talk to Bam. Bam! Bam! There you are. What up, Bam?
Ooh,
got a bad cell.
We got robot Bam going. Bam, why don't you get to a better spot? We'll go to our buddy Mike in Broomall. What up, Mike? Oh, back to there
James,
we go. Hey, Mike, how you doing, pal?
Hey, James, what's happening, man? How are you?
Man, I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Hanging in there. What's up, team? How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Mike.
Nice. I'm definitely down to sign Jordan Montgomery, man. Yeah, you know, you hear about the Tyrone Walker injury. I just hope it's not the start of something bad.
Yeah, and especially with Walker, too. We've had so many, you know, it's just been like a constant stream of this, you know, where it's either upset with his role or, you know, not ready or can't pitch in the first inning or this or that. It's just at no point it's been like, Tyrone's got
no,
this.
No, it's not been smooth sailing.
Yeah, it really hasn't.
So, but yeah, I'm definitely down to sign Jordan Montgomery, and you know, definitely excited for the full season just in general, man. It's just it's going to be
me too, dude.
A great ride.
I'm so pumped, Mike.
I'm down to win the division too this year, man. I think they can do it too. I think they made enough improvements. I don't like that they traded Jake Cave, but you know I get it. I understand. You know, Rojas is going to be in center and Pache, and you know you have guys in Merrifield, so you have the guys in the. You have the guys on
Left-handed bat is a thing, though. Like, you know, to your point, and that was something Bob Nightingale mentioned in the same article where he talked about their being in on Montgomery, was that the Phillies are still out there looking for a left-handed bench bat, which you need. You know, I mean, they that's the one from a roster construction spot, you know, they don't really have. Mike, you want to give us a who or what doesn't get enough respect?
Yeah, I'm like, great basketball this weekend. So I don't know if you guys were talking too much basketball.
Oh, how great was it? I thought better than most years. Like I thought it was. There were a high preponderance of good games.
The Oakland game was fun.
Oregon game went to double overtime. The
Colorado
game last
made
night.
Made it a game yesterday.
Yeah, Colorado won on a last shot against Florida the time before too. There were a lot of great games. So yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, the Houston game was good last night. After that, I turned on ESPN and the girls Stanford game. I was watching a lot of the girls stuff too. The girls Stanford game was on. Stanford Iowa State was on last night.
Yeah,
that was a good
game. It's been a great tournament so far. Tournaments so far. Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Teachers.
Oh, teachers. So it was already said. Someone screwed up and took it as a second answer. Otherwise, it would have been a winner probably.
How about Jonesy for the Flyers?
Sure. Yeah. I think he's getting his –
Jonesy
his, he's
gets
getting appreciated,
people
right?
One time, he did a pregame with us for Eagles game. We're going years ago when we used to do the pregame. It took us an hour and 15 minutes to get through the parking lot.
I'm sure.
Jonesy is very much respected.
Very much
respected. People love him.
Yeah. All right. Let's do what we do every single day at this time. I want to say the time's yours is sponsored by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's see what we got today.
Can we say off Rojas is back? He batted 302 last year, 149 at-bats in the regular season. Nobody brings that up. 14 stolen bases. Remember a guy 2 years ago, Bryson Scott. Everybody was on his back. We have enough firepower, we can let him grow into it. By June, July, he'll be ripping the ball and stealing the bases, man. Time's yours.
I hope so. The stolen base thing I think is important. We don't mention enough that he can contribute on the base pass from that perspective, but you know, I just...
I'm thrilled that he's starting. I mean, I just am. I want it, you know, to me, his defense is his best offense.
Yeah, I will just... And I agree with that, but I will say Bryson Stott was the 14th pick in the draft. Bryson Stott was someone who we always thought was going to hit at some point. Yeah. Like, Rojas might not ever be able to hit at the major league level. He might, and I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
And he's already an all-time great Phillies defensive outfielder from the jump. But it is absolutely possible that this guy can't pick up spin and will never hit at the major league level. That is an outcome that is possible.
It's also absolutely possible that the only place he can learn to pick up spin better is here. At the major league level.
No question. It's a really fair point.
I want to be the first one to say that I heard that Joe DeCamera will be in next Monday. It's also April Fool's Day. Time's yours.
Ah, it's a good point. Yeah. That's funny, actually. But you can never predict that Joe will be here on a Monday. Like, it's just maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Oh, Jimmy, what are you doing over there? Bringing up Jason Kelce praise in the fullback position. You're going to have Richie balling his eyes out over there.
That was good work, right?
This is really...
That's not right.
Good. That was good. You do love the running back. Like, it is, as someone who, Rhea, Joe, Wechter, and I, like, we get to, like, see your face. Normally, you know, you're on the radio, don't see the face.
You light up.
You do. Every time any sort of thing about, like, you get to dive in.
It's like your fourth child.
It's so funny. Your face gets like this, like, you're like beaming.
I don't realize that. Yeah. It is sad what's happening to running back.
Hey, we're turning it around.
That's the room
that I was in. Forefront of it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. One more.
To camera, you're very critical of Devin being 2 minutes late, yet you miss a full day every month. Where I work, they call that unreliable. This will reflect in your annual review. Time yours.
I'm bad point right
Great
there.
Point.
Yeah, I like where your head's at. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I'm still trying to figure out what is more shocking, that you nailed the 79%. So our poll today with the Taiwan Walker injury, you know, do the Phillies need to sign Jordan Montgomery? That you nailed that 79% of people said yes, the exact number, nailed it correct. Or... is that shocking that you nailed it, or is it more shocking that there's 21% of people who said no? Like, what's the argument to not sign?
Not Phillies fans.
Right. Like, maybe, yeah. It's like Mets fans chiming
Yankees
in.
Yankees fans
yeah,
who
probably
want
right,
yeah.
But it's
trying
just,
to undermine
it
the
is,
poll.
It, not 21%, no. You would think. It is surprising. I feel like it's just, to your point, you said before, like, that sometimes the fates just align, and there is a move that makes sense for everyone. And it just feels like the way this has played out with the whole Taiwan Walker thing the whole time, like, that we were already talking about Jordan Montgomery, and any argument against it went away as soon as Taiwan got hurt.
Yeah, this is gift wrapped. Let's not overthink it. Bring Jordan Montgomery in. We have let's keep focusing on this idea that we could do this sixth starter. But by the way, we are very talented and very deep. If we go get Jordan Montgomery and Taiwan Walker's able to
come back,
figure out the shoulder discomfort. Yeah, imagine that.
Then we're getting And again, we know how much depth at pitching matters.
Yes.
Like, it's just every single year, these guys are going to miss time. Someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to need a rest. Like, these starts will matter. Like, especially in a year where we're talking about a team that's trying to, you know, get over that division hump and, you know, win more games than the Braves. Like, those games are going to matter. The difference between 95 and 100 could matter. Between 90 and 95 could matter. And, you know, every outing you get from those guys matters. And then on top of that, the bullpen. Remember one thing Rob Thompson brought up when we met with him down in Clearwater was how excited he is about the length that he's going to be able to get from his starters and that hopefully get, so that early on they can kind of ease the bullpen into the year and they can get, you know, give them time to really get in and not overuse them. Like Spencer Turnbull as your fifth starter to start the season with Christopher Sanchez coming off as they told us the flu and not going to go deep to start the season. Like you are have the potential to start your season where you're putting your bullpen at a disadvantage to start the season that could have repercussions all season long. So it is a. There's a lot of little
Don't
factors.
Don't dig that hole for yourself.
Have you ever heard of the flu? Like, real John, is that ever, like, as a player, did you ever get the flu and be knocked out for like just weeks?
No.
It's football, so I doubt it. Yeah, but just, I'm with you. I've never heard
of it before.
I feel like I've heard of the flu kind of ravaging a clubhouse
and
stuff.
I've heard of that.
But in terms of it setting them back as far as it seems like they have, it is surprising. It does feel like the way they talked about it when we were down there, both Dombrowski and Thompson, it was almost like the flu set them back a month or whatever. It's like, what?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so I do get it with like it the worst possible timing for it. It's all about building up arm strength and getting your body where it needs to be. And look, that's my biggest concern. The only reason that kind of against Jordan Montgomery prior that I was at is that I just don't think he's going to come in and be able to help you right away. I think it's going to take him time to ramp up, time to get his arm right and all that. So it's a little funky with that, Rhea, but it's a great point. Like, I'm surprised at how much of an issue this flu thing has been.
What kind of time frame are we expecting? Like, what's the frame of reference for a pitcher to go from where he's been?
I don't know how deficient, how, exactly. Yeah, you know,
how in shape has he been staying?
Yeah, I would guess like a few weeks for them
doesn't
to kind of get
look
back.
Like, based on the picture that I've seen
it's impossible
repeatedly,
to...
this is the type of pitcher who might have issues with staying in shape. I don't know that, but does that mean it takes longer for him to get back to where he's feeling top notch?
Possible.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's get one more call in here. Let's go to Springfield and talk to Keith. Hey, Keith.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Holiday today, no Joe.
No Joe day, better than a snow day.
I love it, man.
Love it, man. What's on your mind, Keith?
First of all, I'm just kind of wondering about the whole culture in the Phillies locker room. I mean, you got people telling they want to bring people in, and then other players were expecting a ton from this year. I'm all on getting anybody else to make this team better. Hold them accountable. Get them competing, man.
Me too. And look, we just heard that clip from Matt Strom talking about why he came back here, and you know, one of the big things he mentioned is like, I've never been a part of a clubhouse like this, and that matters.
Right. Good culture is bringing great players.
Totally. Yeah, I'm with you, Keith.
Yep. Still worried about the Eagles there, too, but we don't need to get into that today.
Keith, you got a who or what doesn't get enough respect?
Yeah. How about single parents? You know, Rita, definitely
Keith,
props
that's
to you.
A great answer right there. But single parents as well.
Just for the record, I'm not a single parent. His dad is very much involved.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I do think
I don't want to get a phone call after
no,
the show.
No, I do think single parents, though, are
absolutely
a great answer. I always say to
100%.
We have a 5-year-old, and between two of us, we can barely handle it. Like,
it's not easy. Yeah.
All right, so we got being a winner. I think there are, I have five clear answers that are ahead, and I will mention fullback just to be nice to you, John, but it's really four. I think the on-the-nose answer, Rodney Dangerfield, is a good answer. Who or what doesn't get enough respect? Then the ones that are a little more, you know, deep and thoughtful. Blue-collar workers was said. Veterans, which was said, which is a massive one, and then single parents there at the end. Which of those ones kind of jump out to you?
Veterans.
Me too. Me too.
And I get the third on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, no slight to single parents who, I respect so much what you do.
Nope.
I think veterans, the clear winner today. Great stuff. Congratulations to Sean. He'll be joining us at the Phillies game. Of course, more chances to win the rest of this week as it's coming up, man. It's exciting.
Awesome.
Phillies baseball this week, buddy. Let's go.
Look at it outside, too.
It's nice.
Starting to feel like it's bright and
don't look at
shiny.
The temperature.
Here we go. Yeah, that's my inside
side.
Is easier. Yeah,
the sun.
It's almost baseball weather.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Joe will probably be here. We're counting on him. We'll see what happens. But either way, he should be here, and we'll set you up. Of course, Wednesday at Villanova. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, and then opening day on Thursday. So stick with us. Hugh and Joe coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.